Yes, there I am. So, happy Thursday, everybody. For some of you, it's the weekend. For me, it's not. This is DGLC, and you're listening to Tinsel Talk on radio.dominican.edu. And, so I wasn't on last week, but here I am back again to, present to you the most fun time, glorious time that you will have all week listening to the radio. That's right, that's me. I'm very fun. I'm a fun person. So today, I will be talking about roommates who just have to ruin things. Ugh. Anyways, no, I won't be talking about that. Well, I might be talking about that a little bit because she's a ruiner, life ruiner. Okay, so what's on tap? I have some talk about movies, basically movies that are coming out this month or within a month. Stuff that I watch, because since I don't really watch TV that much, it's just stuff that I watch, not necessarily on TV, because I watch some stuff on my computer too. So there's that, and then I have some giant stuff, because last week I was gonna do a whole thing on the Giants, mainly because my roommate threatened me, but also because obviously they won the World Series, so why would I not talk about the Giants and the parade and everything? And then, of course, I have my celebrity news. And I have a tidbit of music news. So, let's get started with this fun. Okay, movies. So, on movies, James Bond, Skyfall, comes out tomorrow. And I'm pretty sure it comes out tomorrow. That's what Fandango told me. But I think I feel like it came out earlier because I know people that saw it and they really liked it. So, but oh, I saw this funny thing. The guy, I don't know his name, that plays James Bond. Ooh, I had the name and I was like, I don't need to write it down. I'll remember it. Totally don't remember it now. Should have written it down. But the guy that plays James Bond, they were talking to him and they're like, hey, like, what do you do when you're not James Bond? And he was like, I'm always James Bond. I laughed because it reminds me of Robert Downey Jr. with Iron Man when he's always like, I am Iron Man. And it's just, I think it's funny. So we have another Robert Downey Jr. on our hands. Maybe not so much with the alcoholism and drug addict that he used to be. Could still be. Don't know his life. And Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 2 comes out November 16th. I used to love Twilight. Okay, his name is Daniel Craig. Daniel Craig plays James Bond. Thanks, brother of mine. Anyways, Twilight comes out November 16th. And I used to really like the Twilight books until the movies came out and destroyed everything good in the world. And unfortunately, they broke the last book into two parts, so it's still going on. I don't know about you, but I cannot wait for the Twilight series to be over. So, November 16th, all will rejoice. The Twilight series Breaking Dawn Part 2 will finally be out. And then we can stop hearing about Twilight maybe forever. Oh, wouldn't that be beautiful? That would be a very beautiful day. There's a movie called Red Dawn coming out November 22nd. It has Chris Hemsworth, Josh Peck. If you don't know who that is, it was Josh from Drake and Josh. And Josh Hutcherson. And I don't know, some other people that I don't know. Didn't really bother to look up. They're fighting communist China, I think. Maybe. Anyways, they're fighting some communist takeover for freedom. Freedom. Liberty. Super American. That's my Sarah Palin accent. I don't know if it sounds like Sarah Palin over the radio, but in person it does, I swear. Promise. Super American. Love America. Go America. Vote for me, 2016. Sarah Palin. No, I don't know if she's actually running. That was just a joke. I should run for president, though. I know that. Okay, so After my rambling about movies. Oh, man, I just skipped the biggest movie. I don't know how I did this. The Hobbit is coming out December 13th. I'm so excited. Because I didn't read The Hobbit, but I read the Lord of the Rings books when I was in elementary school. I know, super advanced. Lord of the Rings in elementary school. Yep. Anyways, The Hobbit's coming out, and I'm pretty sure they're making this into a 3-part movie. So, it's going to be good. I'm excited. I saw the trailers, and I was like, yes! That's exactly my reaction when I was in the theaters seeing the trailer. Anyway, I'm going to cut to some music. Music now. Recently added. So I'm going to talk about this. Okay. No. When am I talking about that? Okay, I'll play it now. No, I can play it later. Okay. Different song. I had a song picked out, but I was like, not the right time. It goes with another topic. I'll just play, we see, I'm going to talk about it later, but the One Direction album is coming out on Tuesday. And I told myself I wasn't going to listen to any of the songs because the whole album got leaked. 3 days later, I have half the album on my iTunes. I know. Dang me. Anyways, I'm going to play. It's called Kiss You by One Direction. And it's about to go on right now. Enjoy. Oh, I just want to take you anywhere to do it live. We could go out any day, any night. Baby, I'll take you there, take you there. Baby, I'll take you there, yeah. Oh, tell me how to turn your love on. You can get anything that you want. Baby, just shout it out, baby, just shout it out, yeah. And if you want me to, let's make a move, yeah. So tell me, girl, if every time we touch, you get this kind of music to my ears. I mean, I don't know about you, but I feel like that song is super catchy, and it makes me want to dance. And if you're just tuning in, this is DJLC on Tinsel Talk at radio.dominican.edu, and that was Kiss You by One Direction. That's the first time it's probably been played on the radio ever, because it's not even out yet. feel special. Anyways, that song makes me want to dance. Dance, not dance. I don't know what happened there. But I have a personal story to tell you. Today, I was had a meeting with my teacher, so I was walking up the stairs to his office, and I was dancing to that song because no one was around, and I just ate it right there on the stairs. And I got up real fast, and I looked around, and no one else was there. I just started laughing to myself, and I was like, yes, I did this double fist pump in the air. I was like, I am the master commander. I don't know why, but I did it. Actually, I do know why, because I saw it in this video, and it was funny in the video, so I did it to make myself laugh. That's that story. Because I like that song, and it's very catchy. So, stuff that I watch. Okay, on X Factor. So, it's on Wednesdays and Thursday nights at 8 o'clock. And so, yesterday, it was on. And it was week 2 of the live shows. And it was top 12. So, last week was week 1. And one person from each group got eliminated. And, so this week they come on right away and they're like, oh, we made a mistake. We can't delete this. Not delete. Whoa. We can't get rid of this one contestant because they were so good. So we're going to have 13 now instead of a top 12. So they brought back Diamond White, which was in Britney Spears' group because she was 18. And so she got to come back and, she was like all happy. Although I didn't feel like her performance really delivered. So I don't really feel like she should have come back. Yeah, that's a little harsh, but still. And the girl group, first they were like the Lyles or something like that. It's a really stupid name that I can't pronounce. And then they changed their group name to 1435. No, 1432, sorry. It stands for I Love You Too. I understood it. I don't know. I looked at something else. I saw 5. I just said that. So their group was 1435, but then Simon was like, I hate that name, it's stupid. So he made America pick, and you could go on, I think, Twitter or something, or their Facebook page, and you can, like, submit names. And my roommate and me decided that my name was cool for a band name. So she put it in there as a band name, and I liked it. And we, like, really are like, yeah, their band name's going to be my name. It's going to be so cool. But instead they picked Fifth Harmony. So it's not my name, obviously. And then there's that rap group called Lyric 145. And they sang a Mary Poppins song. But then they were dressed as Alice in Wonderland. And I was... Wonderland? Yeah, I said it right. Okay. I feel like I said that wrong. But I said it right. And they were dressed as Alice in Wonderland. And I just didn't understand... And they said they meant to do it, but it was just stupid. I didn't like it. I mean, their rapping was good, I guess. I'm not a really big fan of that group. But I guess it was good. And so, I always have a really hard time deciding who I'm going to vote for unless there's, like, one stellar competitor that I just absolutely love. And there's not really one on the show, so I had to narrow it down to 3. And I finally decided on my 3. And my 3 are Beatrice Miller. She's in the teen group. She's so good. She just has a lot of stage presence. Emblem 3. They're a group, like a boy group, I guess. And then the girl group, Fifth Harmony. They're so good. I actually like them now. So those are the 3 that I'm rooting for, and I voted for them 10 times each last night. 10 times each. And then tonight is an elimination. And so since I've picked the 3 that I want to go on, I have picked 1 that I want to go home. Actually, I've picked 3 that I want to go home, honestly. It could be any one of these 3. There's only going to be 1 person going home tonight, but if I could have 3, it'd be these 3. There's Paige. She's just weird, and she's bald now, and I just don't like her anymore. Cece Fry. She's just always been annoying. She has, like, bleach blonde hair now and leopard print on her face. It's just weird. I don't like her. She does too much. And then Brock. I don't know his last name, but Brock. And they call him Mr. Entertainer, but he's never that entertaining. So, on tonight's elimination show, I'm going to be, like, running back to my dorm for this because tonight, One Direction is playing on X Factor. Woo! Clearly, I like One Direction, obviously. I find a way to talk about them every single time. But they're kicking off the show. Like, I thought, you know, I usually get there and the show was like maybe 2 minutes in. It's cool. It's whatever. It's intro. But no. Tonight, they're kicking it off. They're the first thing on. So I have to get back there. I'm going to run. I don't run for anything, but I'm going to run for One Direction. Oh, that's saying something. Mark the calendar. It's the day that I ran. Mark it. Big deal. Anyways, so that's happening on the US X Factor. And on the UK X Factor, really the only band I follow on there is Union J. And they were in the bottom two last week, but then they were saved. And I was talking before about how the one guy from Union J, his name's George Shelley, he looks very, very similar to Harry Styles from One Direction. And I was always like, they just need to know. I want to be able to know that they know they look alike. And it was confirmed that they know they look alike. And I was like, whew, now I can sleep. Yes, those are the things I lose sleep over. No, I'm kidding. I don't lose sleep over anything because I love sleeping. But whew, they know. Weight off my shoulders. And apparently they text each other. And George was like, hey, people are telling me I should cut my hair. And Harry was like, don't cut your hair. It's luxurious. Not in those exact words. Those are my words. I don't feel like he's cool enough to use those words. Kidding. He's like, don't cut the hair. It's luxurious. The ladies love it. So, that's my UK X Factor news. I know. Exciting stuff. And today, I didn't have any classes. So, I bundled up in my bed because it was all cold. And I see a lot of stuff about Once Upon a Time. And so, I decided, hey, I'm going to watch Once Upon a Time. So, I went on projectfree.tv. Went on to season one of Once Upon a Time, started watching it. It is so cool. It's like this Snow White pisses off the Evil Queen. And so the Evil Queen's like, I'm going to curse you guys. Everyone here, everyone in this world is going to be cursed. And they're going to be basically cursed to our world where they have no happy ending. And they don't remember who they are. And they're stuck in this town called Storybrooke. And time is stopped. And the only way to save it is if Snow White's daughter, because she ends up having a baby right before the curse happens, comes back 28 years later and saves them. And, oh, it's good. And Snow White is such... She is kicking booty in that show. She, like, threw a rock at Prince Charming and cut him open, and she was, like, stealing from people. It's awesome. I love that show now. I was watching it, like, literally right before I came on. That actually might be why I was a little late on here, because I was watching Cinderella have some problems with Rumpelstiltskin. He's evil. He's creepy, too. He's, like, rubbing her belly because he wants her child. Oh, it was weird. Anyways, I don't know if anyone cares about this, but I'm just going to throw it out there for you guys. This Victoria's Secret fashion show was last night, but it'll be shown on TV in December, I think the 4th. Teen Wolf, my favorite show, starts filming December 3rd, and there's, like, a lot of new characters, and they have to kill off a character because the actor just, like, decided, like, no, I'm out, bros, like, later, gonna do other things, like... They already had his character arc already planned out, and he was like, Splitsville. So, they had to kill his character off. Glee is back tonight. Whoa! Finally! It's been a long wait. Actually, it wasn't... Okay, yeah. There's times where I was like, I'm dying without Glee. There's nothing to watch. But it's back. And tonight's the Grease episode. And of course, I listened to the songs already. And they're pretty good, I guess. I mean, they're not Grease quality, but we can't all have Grease quality. I'm going to ignore that text message. Anyways, now I'm all distracted because I got a text message saying, I'm interested in the Victoria's Secret fashion show. I'm sure you are, Broseph. Anyways, Grease. Back on to Grease. Got to get my head back. Okay. Season 2 of Glee Project, the winner, Blake Jenner. This is his first episode. He's going to be a writer. He's going to be in the play. Spoilers. Okay, there's a Christmas episode. It's going to be called Glee, Actually. And that's a reference to the movie Love, Actually. And Kurt and Blaine are going to make up. Woo! That's like the only point of watching that entire show. On tonight's episode, people from last year are coming back and they're in the play. Let's pause and think about this. They graduated last year. They're coming back to be in a high school play. I'm pretty sure there's school rules against that. But Glee always says no to logic. I was going to have another word in there, but it's really not suitable. And then the character with Brittany and Santana broke up on the breakup episode. And it looks like her and Sam are going to have a romantic story arc. So we'll see about that. That's a prediction, not really a spoiler. I don't actually know that. I just think that. On to my Giants news. So everyone knows the Giants won the World Series. I went to the parade on Wednesday. And me and my roommate, we dressed in black and orange tutus. And then black and orange tights. I had black tights. She had orange tights. It was a lot of fun. We stood for 9 hours straight. Got up at the butt crack of dawn. Literally. Like, I don't ever get up before the sun comes up, but I was up. Wasn't very happy about it either, but I survived, clearly. Although I passed out pretty early that night. I just don't do well without sleep. Sometimes. And we were at the Civic Center, but we could see the parade on the TV that they had there. And we were going to leave a little bit early to skip out on traffic, like maybe like 5 minutes early. Nothing. We weren't going to really miss anything. We were walking out, and these two girls right in front of us are going to fight. And people just start crowding around us. And this one girl's like bashing the other girl's head into the ground. And I like really thought she was going to die. And I was like trying to like, no one was trying to stop it. This big guy tried to pull these girls off each other, and they would not come off each other. They were like glued to each other. It was really scary. Anyways, that's besides the point. That was like a tangent that I wasn't supposed to go on. Stick to the script. Anyways, so me and my roommate, matching outfits, the whole shebang. This guy, he makes music videos for the Giants, and he saw our outfits. Like, hey, we like your outfits. They're really spirited. Be in my music video. So we're like, okay. Super cool. And I've had several people come up like, hey, you were in that music video. I was like, yeah, I was. Totally, that was me. And the Giants got the key to the city and the broom to the city. First official broom to the city because of the sweep. And then today, Buster Posey got National League Catcher and Silver Slugger Award. Oh, this is where the song comes in that I was talking about before. So, because, I don't know, my roommate found this song, but I think it's really catchy. It's a whole song for the Giants, and I really like it. And here it is.
Oh. Hey. Oh. Party on the bar tonight. Hey. Our rings are shining bright. Oh. Golden Gate. Chinatown, that's South Carolina crowd. We never had a doubt. Saw Jack from Sandoval three times over the wall. Pitching Zito Wilson, Matt Cain and Madison. Now I'm singing a vocal song. Giants one for me, Giants one for me, San Francisco. Giants one for you, Giants one for me, you're my team. Whether we made it to the bar,
watched it in a Castro bar. Put our faith in Skid Row. Buster Posey Blanco. Now we're champions of the world. Willie Mays to Mike Rucco. Oates and McCovey Cole. Years done to wear the bet. Thank God for the men I wear. Now let's all get ready. Giants were for me. Giants were for me. San Francisco. Giants were for me. Giants were for me. You're my team.
Fabulous, right? I like that song. Oh, my computer just locked. Shenanigans. I declare shenanigans. Get the brooms. Okay. So that was the Lumineers. And it's called Ho Hey. And this is DGLC on from Tinsel Talk on radio.dominican.edu. That is right. So I like that song a lot. My roommate was making fun of me because I put it on my iPod, but she would have done it too if she thought of it first. Anyways, on to celebrity news. Hold your seatbelts, because I'm not done. No, hold your seatbelts. Buckle your seatbelts, hold your horses. That's what I meant. Because I'm not done with One Direction. Because the very first thing on my list is One Direction. So One Direction, they're in America. Woo! In California, to be exact. Because they're going to be on X Factor tonight. And then, okay, first off, me and my roommate, we found out they're going to be on Ellen, the Ellen Jenner show, and they were giving out tickets, so we were like, let's sign up for tickets, and we were trying to win them, because it said it was tomorrow, that's why they flew in and did X Factor this week, so they could be on it tomorrow anyways. Now Ellen Jenner's I wish she would text me information about One Direction. Anyways, she tweeted that they're not going to be on until next week. But, so I don't know what's going on there. I guess I'll just watch Ellen DeGeneres for both weeks. I mean, that's all I'm in that. So, that's that. They're going to be on Teen Vogue, finally, because I see all these magazine covers with them on it, and then they're always in the UK. I was like, oh, why do I live in the United States for right now? Why can't I go there and grab the magazines and come back? Anyway, so they're going to be on Teen Vogue for December, January. There's 5 different covers. And I want all 5. That's really expensive, though. I don't have that money. Anyways. And then there were some rumors that their security for their next tour is going to carry guns. And I was just laughing. I was LOLing at that. I even put that LOLing. Laughing out loud. Ing. As a verb. Yes, that would be a verb, I guess. English major over here. So I was LOLing at that. Because why do these grown men have to carry guns with all these little girls around? That's stupid. Of course they're not going to carry guns. But there was like a Twitter blast about this subject. There's some pretty funny tweets about it. I was actually going to pull some up and I couldn't find them anymore. I saved them someplace and can't find them now. And then while I feel like these boys have a serious addiction to getting tattoos. Every time they do anything, they're getting tattoos. And yesterday, Harry Styles got a new tattoo. Actually, 2. And there are these big sparrows on his chest. Don't know how I feel about those. They're not really that good looking. But I guess that's his thing, so whatever. Okay. Demi Lovato. I guess she, like, freaked out over, because last week, week 1 on X Factor, the people changed the wardrobe for her people, like, her contestants. She has young adults. They told them to, like, they gave them different outfits than the ones she picked out, and she was, like, freaking out over it. But really, she shouldn't freak out, because there's other things that she needs to work on. She's not that good of a mentor. First off, I'm calling it right now. She kind of sucks at mentoring. And I totally agree with Simon on everything he says about all her people. They're just not that, like, she has one good singer, but then she just doesn't do the right things. Just listen to Simon, Demi. That's all I'm saying. And Miley Cyrus was on. She's going to be on 2.5 Men tonight. I won't be watching it because it's at 8. But I would watch it if I didn't have X Factor to watch. Anyways, she was on Ellen DeGeneres, and she's, like, talking about her wedding. And then this, like, light flashes behind her. And they're like, oh, what was that? And then the people were like, oh, it was a light bulb. It just kind of exploded behind you. Don't worry. And she's like, oh, I thought it was going to be a surprise bachelorette party. And they're like, no, we don't do that here. And then these two guys came out, and Ellen was like, oh, they're just here to fix the light, clearly. And then they started stripping. And what was funny was Miley's reaction. She was so stoked on it. And then Ellen gave her these, like, big, huge dollar bills. And she was, like, throwing them at the guys. And she was, like, slapping their butts. It was so funny. I was laughing very loudly to myself, really. Because no one else was, well, my roommate was around, but she wasn't really paying attention to me. So I was laughing to myself. And Wizards of Waverly Place is having, like a reunion type of special. They're, like, filming another one for Poops and Giggles, I guess. And since Selena Gomez is on it, Justin Bieber was like, hey, I should, you know, guest star on this. And she was like, no. She was not having it. She was like, no, I don't think so, Justin. This is my deal. But I don't see why she wouldn't, because if he was on it, those ratings would skyrocket. There'd be a bunch of people watching that. I would be one of them. Actually, I'm going to watch it anyways because I love Wizards of Waverly Place. I'm going to admit it. I'm going to admit it right here on radio. I love Wizards of Waverly Place. And I was really upset when it was over, especially since someone spoiled the ending for me. I was really mad. Anyways, next subject. Reese Witherspoon. She's with her spoon, not without her spoon. I hope everyone got that, because I wrote down Reese without her spoon. She had a baby, and she named it her son Tennessee. I'm going to stay quiet on that for a moment, because that's a really ugly name. Why would you name your son that? Ugh. I just don't get that. I'm wondering if... I don't know. Yeah, without her spoon, clearly. She needs to get with her spoon and name her son a proper name. Not a state name. Taylor Swift. T. Swift. Okay, so there's rumors that she's dating this musician, and his name's Ed Sheeran. And he's British. And he's, like, BFFs with One Direction, mainly Harry Styles. And since I had that whole theory that the album Red was about Harry Styles, this next thing is going to conflict with that. I see drama in my head happening. It's probably not going to happen in real life, but in my scenario, in my head, there's drama. Because there's rumors that Taylor Swift is dating Ed Sheeran. And because he got her album, her album name is Red. He got that tattooed on his arm in, like, the exact same font. And he helped write a song on the album. And he's going on tour with her. And everyone's like, oh, they're going to be dating now. So, I mean, maybe it's a good thing if they do, because then he'll write good songs. I mean, he always writes good songs. He writes really good songs, actually. And then that'll just give her more fuel to fuel that fire of her writing songs. So there's that. I don't know how true those rumors are. Clearly they're rumors, but I think they're real. But who knows? I'm not an I'm an expert. Listen to everything I say. Anyways, Kristen Bell, she's an actress, and she is having a baby with her longtime fiance, Dax something. I don't know his name either. If anyone out there, bro, could text me that guy's name if you know it. Anyways, so Kristen Bell's having a baby. Oh, look, a musical interlude that I could have, but I'm not going to. I'll have it after this part. No, I'll have it now. I just couldn't decide. Oh, now I can decide what music I have. Because I had this idea that I was going to play another One Direction song, but then I was talking about Taylor Swift, and she has a song with Ed Sheeran, and I have it on my computer, so I think I'm going to play that one for you guys. And so it's Taylor Swift. I couldn't spell her name for a second. And, found it. This is DGLC. You're listening to Tinsel Talk on radio.dominican.edu. And this is Taylor Swift and her rumored boyfriend, one of many, and Everything Has Changed from her new album, Red. Here we go.
All I knew this morning when I woke is I know something now I didn't before. And all I've seen since 18 hours ago is green eyes and freckles and your smile in the back of my mind making me feel like I just wanna know you better know. Up the door for you.
And all I feel in my stomach is butterflies, the beautiful kind, picking up for lost time, taking flight, making me feel like I just wanna know you better know.
Taylor Swift and Ed Sheeran. Are they doing it? Probably so. kidding. Okay, this is DGLC, and you're listening to Tinsel Talk on radio.dominican.edu. Update! So, Kristen Bell's boyfriend named Dax Shepard. And my brother has informed me that he's the loser from Punk'd. And that Kristen Bell is way too hot for him. So I was like, okay, cool. Thanks, bro Montana. Anyways, back to some unimportant news that I like to talk about for days. The Modern Family star, Ariel Winter, she's 14 years old. She's getting removed from her mother's custody due to emotional and physical abuse that was reported by her older sister. And the emotional and physical abuse is by her mother. And so she's going to be under the custody of her older sister. And the mom was like, this isn't true. I have letters. And the sister's like, it's totally true. And she's stealing money from her. And I'm just like, what does this 14-year-old have to say? Anyways, and I guess Kris Jenner. This is a swift change of topics. I'm done talking about the Modern Family star. Kris Jenner. She is getting a lot of plastic surgery. And from the article, I didn't actually read the articles. I was just like skimming it. And then I saw the like best, basically the punchline of it. And the plastic surgery, according to this, is making Bruce Jenner look like the natural one. That's hilarious when you see Bruce Jenner. Ooh, that is sad if he's looking natural. They are a mess. That whole family is a mess. Ugh, really went downhill real fast there. And I haven't talked about Rihanna in a while. This isn't really that important, but there was a picture of her, and she was wearing these like sunglasses, and they're like Elton John style glasses. Picture the Elton John glasses, the really round ones. Harry Potter, even if you want to say. And they had pearls around them. And they're just really, they were something. And the thing was like, oh, look at Rihanna looking so vintage. And I was like, more like just, like some call it vintage, but I just call it ugly. Just straight ugly. They were just plain, ugh. I wouldn't be caught. I wear some stupid stuff in public. I'll do it. But I wouldn't be caught dead in those sunglasses. They were just, ugh. And Heidi Montag. She was from the Hills, and she, married Spencer Pratt, and he was, like, the biggest tool ever, basically, in the history of everdom. So she married him and on the Hills, and, like, they were on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, and she had all these plastic surgeries, and she looked like an alien. And basically her mom like disowned her for all the surgeries. And so she released some bikini photos and she was saying, I'm still relevant. Oh, honey, no, you're not. You still look like an alien, kind of. Ooh, one thing I remember about her, though, is she had her breast done. And they were very large. And they were the largest she could get. I don't remember exactly how large they were. But they were, like, pretty large. And she wanted to have more done because she wanted to have her boobs be the size H so they could be for Heidi. Oh, how clever is she? Just the same amount of smarts in her boobs that they're in her brains. But the doctor was like, you don't even have enough skin for that, which is disgusting. Ugh. Heidi Montag trying to make a comeback. LOLing. And then Justin Bieber got a new tattoo. I don't know what's all these people getting tattoos. Nothing, I guess. And I guess that sounds cynical about tattoos. Like, people can do whatever they want with their bodies, but why? So many, especially stupid ones. Like, if you have a tattoo that has meaning behind it, good for you. But these tattoos that these celebrities are getting are just dumb. Because he got a new tattoo and it's of an owl. And it's a very ugly owl to begin with. And me and my roommate are like, I wonder what the owl is for. And then on his Instagram, he said that it's the Hooters owl. So he got it from Hooters. And I was like, wow, you are classy. You are a classy dude right there. It's just ugly and it's on his arm. And it's very big and just, stupid. Just plain stupid. Music news. Okay, so like I talk about basically this entire show, I feel like One Direction, his album's coming out Tuesday, and there's a yearbook edition that has little pictures in it, and I want it really badly. And then since their album leaked, the entire album leaked online, I don't know how an album leaks, but it happens to artists, I guess, because it's happened to other artists, obviously. So they just decided to let you can stream their album on iTunes. So, of course, I've been streaming it since, several days now, basically nonstop. That's pretty cool. Like, if you can stream an artist out, like, more artists should do that, I'm thinking. That's really awesome. It gets you, like, hyped up for the CD. And then the Joe Bros, that's the Jonas Brothers, and T-Swift, that's Taylor Swift, and Carly Rae Jepsen, and Company. So, like, there's a whole bunch of artists. They're going to be on the European MTV Music Awards. And that just raised the question, why are the Jonas Brothers still in music? I mean, I got that there was a time where they were big, but I just don't feel like they're big any. Like, I don't feel like they can make that comeback anymore. I just don't. I literally have Joe Bros still in music? Because I just didn't know that they were even actually going to attempt that. I mean, I kind of did because I kind of watched the show Married to Jonas, but I don't know. I felt like that was for the show. But I guess it wasn't. My whole life's a lie. Anyways. So that was my show, and I'm at the end of my script. And it was a fun night, I think. I hope. I don't have any text message correcting me on anything, so good times. I'm going to play a little music, and I will sign off at a minute from now, because I don't like odd numbers, really. But thank you for listening. Catch me next week. Same time, same place. I mean, hopefully catch me next week unless it gets canceled because there's events that are more important than me, clearly, since they decided to bump me. Anyways, next week, same time, same place at radio.dominican.edu. This is DGLC on Tinsel Talk. And we're super American here. So much fun. We just had so fun tonight. And I hope that you vote for me in 2016. Not Sarah Palin, but DJLC. Oh, I stopped sounding like Sarah Palin at the end. That was weird. Ooh, yes, roommate, you should pick me up. Get in your car now. I mean, my car shouldn't have a car. So I'm gonna sign off with a song, and this one is called "Rock Me," and it's One Direction. And it's like my favorite song from the new album. So here it is. Bye, guys. Woo. Yay. Notice the beat? Yeah. Goodbye.